Hi, Dave Emery here. This is Side 1 of For the Record program number 786, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, Part 16, Summary Analysis. This has been recorded on April 6th of the year 2014. Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the final episode of Eddie the Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, your favorite cartoon character. Remember, boys and girls, Eddie's not like those other spooks. They're scary and mean. Eddie is your friend. We're going to wrap up the adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook in this program. We have done a tremendous amount of examination of this phenomenon. And as in the quote from Adolf Hitler that I have used so many times, Hitler observed that, quote, most people tell little lies. They would be ashamed to tell big ones. They would never credit others with such great impudence as the complete reversal of facts. Even explanations would long leave them in doubt and hesitation, as any trifling detail would dispose them to accept a thing as true. All good liars know this, therefore, and stop at nothing to achieve this end. What we have been looking at with The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook is the complete reversal of facts. This broadcast is subtitled The Obverse Oswald. That is because in many ways Eddie the Friendly Spook is like Lee Harvey Oswald, whereas Lee Harvey Oswald was a U.S. intelligence operative who was given a left cover, who was infiltrated into the former Soviet Union, and then infiltrated back into the U.S. after supposedly committing treason against the U.S. He was then framed for the assassination of President Kennedy after being infiltrated into leftist groups in the United States, and then killed before he could defend himself, and he has been marketed as a villain. Eddie the Friendly Spook is an intelligence operative, ostensibly and primarily U.S., although I believe that the whip hand in this is BND. I also strongly suspect that there's an element of CIA involved as well, probably the GOP, Transnational Corporation Underground Reich faction of the CIA. The larger and more powerful, there is a much smaller and less powerful and essentially democratic, with a small d, element of the CIA. I suspect the larger element, the Underground Reich element, is associated with this. Snowden was first infiltrated into China just before Obama was going to meet with President Xi of China, thereby putting the whammy on the U.S. diplomatic efforts at negotiation with China. Information was leaked by Snowden about NSA spying on China at that time. We're going to come back with more about that in this discussion. Then Snowden was infiltrated into Russia, and that helped to destroy President Obama's reboot with Russia. We're going to talk more about that. I suspect that what has transpired in the Ukraine since then was part of the same gambit. I would also note that just before Obama was going to meet with Angela Merkel and the European leaders, information was leaked about the NSA spying on Germany. I think that the situations of Oswald and Edward Snowden are very similar. However, whereas Oswald was trafficked around and framed for a crime and portrayed as a villain, Snowden has been trafficked around and has been hailed as a hero. In fact, Edward Snowden, this paragon of virtue, is, of course, a spy. and as we have looked at in connection with his political theories, they are basically fascist. We should get rid of Social Security, bring back the gold standard, which parenthetically would destroy the global economy. And when you take a look at Eddie the Friendly's spook, you come to institutions like the Ludwig von Mises Institute, the League of the South, people who not only don't believe in freedom, civil liberties, and privacy, but people and institutions who quite literally believe in slavery. Watching the political elite, and in particular the intellectuals, lining up behind the adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, brings to mind another quote from Adolf Hitler. Hitler observed that, quote, "First, tame the intellectuals, then take them to the field and hitch them to your racehorses." And what we have seen are the intellectuals being tamed. I would say they were tamed some time ago, but they have been taken to the fields and hitched to the racehorses, helping to destabilize the Obama administration, frustrate American foreign policy, as we will see, damage the U.S. economy, damage U.S. diplomatic efforts abroad, and I suspect helping to pave the way for Jeb Bush in 2016. Keep your eyes peeled for Citizen Greenwald, Glenn Greenwald, touting how we need a billionaire or two to run as third-party candidates in 2016. He has already opined in that direction. So, by the way, has Ralph Nader, Darth Nader, who is also saying, we need some billionaires to step forward to run as third-party candidates. That might very well, if it takes place, detract enough from the Democratic candidate, probably Hillary Clinton, to hand victory to Jeb Bush, rather like the Nader candidacy did in 2000. Never lose sight of the fact that both George W. and Jeb Bush are the sons of George H.W. Bush, for whom CIA headquarters is named. It is, again, remarkable to watch the complete reversal of facts that Adolf Hitler spoke about. So again, the subtitle of For the Record 786 is The Obverse Oswald, because I think in many ways we can look at Edward Snowden as the obverse Oswald, a spy trafficked around, given the cover, and portrayed as a hero, whereas Oswald was a spy who was trafficked around and given the cover and portrayed as a villain. By way of underscoring just how ludicrous this is, most of this discussion is not going to be me reading from printed sources. I will be doing some reading. But by way of underscoring the ludicrous nature of the caterwauling abroad, particularly in Europe and among the American intellectuals and intellectuals around the world who have been handled as Hitler said they should be handled. They have been tamed, and they have been taken to the fields and hitched to the racehorses of the underground Reich. Consider the following. This is an article by John Blau, B-L-A-U. It's from the online publication IEEE Spectrum, and this is from January 23rd of 2014. The title of the article, NSA Surveillance Sparks Talk of National Internet, unquote. Skipping down. Backdoors are essentially software designs in networks that allow authorities to conduct, quote, deep packet, unquote, inspection to monitor and intercept data. Interrupting briefly, this, of course, these backdoors, has been a major focal point of the, quote, disclosures, unquote, that Snowden has engaged in. Note the following, and note how the intellectuals have been hitched to the racehorses of the underground Reich. Listen to this next sentence. The European Telecommunications Standards Institute, for instance, works closely with operators, government, and law enforcement agencies to integrate surveillance capabilities into communications networks. what we're talking about is the EU's Telecommunications Standards Institute working with operators, government translation, intelligence services, and law enforcement to integrate surveillance capabilities into their communications networks. Just to listen to them squawking about Snowden, and bear in mind that most of what Snowden talks about has been known for some time, although some details were new. Bear in mind, too, that what Snowden, that what the NSA is doing and what GCHQ is doing is more or less standard operating procedure for every major intelligence service around the world. This sentence, again, because it really sums up the whole thing. The European Telecommunications Standards Institute, for instance, works closely with operators, government, and law enforcement agencies to integrate surveillance capabilities into communications networks. And again, the Europeans are shocked to learn that there's gambling going on in this establishment. Actually, they're Hjalmar shocked to learn that there's gambling going on in this establishment. Hjalmar, Horace Greeley, shocked, was the first finance minister of Nazi Germany. And this is quite stunning. Again, I have noted in, for the record, 769 and again in 776 that American high-tech companies have, in fact, suffered already from the Snowden PSYOP. This is from the New York Times of March 22nd of 2014. Revelations of NSA spying cost U.S. tech companies, by Claire Kane Miller. It reads in part, Microsoft has lost customers, including the government of Brazil. IBM is spending more than $1 billion to build data centers overseas to reassure foreign customers that their information is safe from prying eyes in the U.S. government. And tech companies abroad from Europe to South America say they are gaining customers that are shunning U.S. providers, suspicious because of the revelations by Edward J. Snowden that tied these providers to the NSA's vast surveillance program. And skipping down, it's impossible to see now the full economic ramifications of the spying disclosures, in part because most companies are locked in multi-year contracts, but the pieces are beginning to add up as businesses question the trustworthiness of American technology products. It's clear to every single tech company that this is affecting their bottom line, said Daniel Castro, a senior analyst at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, which predicted that the U.S. cloud computing industry could lose $35 billion by 2016. Forrester Research, a technology research firm, said the losses could be as high as $180 billion, or 25% of industry revenue, based on the size of the cloud computing, web hosting, and outsourcing markets, and the worst case for damages. Now, very, very important in this regard, aside from the fact that it will hurt this country considerably to have its high-tech sector damaged by this, I believe that is one of the major goals. I would note that at the very same time that this is taking place, both Germany and Brazil are ramping up their IT sectors, their IT industry. The Germans by providing secure data storage and email claims, and Brazil by which basically already handles much of the internet traffic for Latin America, Brazil by building new fiber optics networks that will be secure from NSA and GCHQ spying. I'm not going to read the articles, but the citations, the text is in the description for the record 786. Crypto experts blast German email providers' secure data storage claim by Cyrus Farivar, F-A-R-I-V-A-R, Ars Technica, of August 10th of 2013. There's an interesting pre-header here, a subheader. GPG developer calls the move, quote, a great marketing stunt at exactly the right time, unquote. The essence of the article is that basically these won't be secure from German spying, and indeed the fact that the European Telecommunications Standards Institute works with governments to see to it that their information technology and communications networks have back doors so that the government's intelligence services can spy on them. This notes that the Germans will continue to spy on all of that traffic. The notion that Germany and Brazil and or Brazil would provide communications networks that their own intelligence services could not penetrate is simply laughable. In that same context, from Al Jazeera, run, by the way, by the Muslim Brotherhood, from September 20th of 2013, article by Bill Woodcock, and its headline, "On Internet, Brazil is beating the U.S. at its own game." Again, noting that Brazil is building fiber optic networks that the NSA and GCHQ will not be able to penetrate, and also offering itself as an expanded center for Latin American internet traffic. Note in that regard that the Borman Capital Network, about which I speak so often, has as one of its major focal points Latin America. That would help to make the Latin American operations of Brazil, the Borman Network, rather, much more secure. Note also that the Three Borders area in Latin America, which was very much involved with the planning for September 11th, and which is has a large degree of Islamist and neo-Nazi activity in it, much of that is in Brazil. And that will be, ability to monitor that will be greatly inhibited as well. Note also that the leaking journalist of choice for Edward Snowden, Glenn Greenwald, who in a previous professional incarnation was a Nazi fellow traveler, that when he was an attorney, he spent years representing Nazi murderers, Nazi clients, and running legal interference for the leaderless resistance strategy. Glenn Greenwald is based in, surprise, surprise, Brazil. We noted in the past that the leader of the German Nazi Party in Germany traveled to Latin America to meet with Josef Mengele, the Angel of Death of Auschwitz. He then went up to North America to meet with William Luther Pierce of the National Alliance, one of Glenn Greenwald's Nazi clients. I would note again where some of the key players in this are. Before we go into this, two articles. Again, I'm not going to excerpt them, although the excerpts are in the description for the program due to the limitations of time, since I want to get through this. An article from the Business Insider of February 23rd of 2014 by Michael Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. Julian Assange's ghostwriter eviscerates the WikiLeaks founder in crushing tell-all. And this is about Andrew O'Hagan, who had been hired to ghostwrite Julian Assange's autobiography. In this excerpt, it is noted that basically Edward Snowden's traveling from China to Russia and his sojourn in Russia was basically arranged by WikiLeaks. That is borne out by an article from Rolling Stone from December 4th of 2013, article by Janet Reitman, R-E-I-T-M-A-N. Snowden and Greenwald, the men who leaked the secrets, also confirms that it was WikiLeaks that helped to get, that got Snowden basically from China to Russia. In For the Record Program 771, we noted that the evidence is quite strong that it was with the WikiLeaks network and their fellow travelers who got Snowden from Hawaii to China. What we are looking at basically with the Snowden PSYOP, the Snowden op, the adventures of the obverse Oswald, and this is, frankly, for a veteran observer a fairly obvious intelligence operation. What we are looking at is a direct extension of the WikiLeaks operation. WikiLeaks, far from being a, quote, progressive, unquote, operation, is in fact a far-right Nazi-linked operation, as we have looked at in numerous programs, including, for the record, 732, 745, and 755. And the Snowden op, the adventures of the obverse Oswald, as I call Snowden, is a direct extension of the WikiLeaks operation. Now, in that regard, note where all of the various players are. Note that Glenn Greenwald, as I mentioned, is in Brazil. Snowden, of course, is still in Russia, and his activities there helped to undermine President Obama's reboot with Russia. I would also note that Pierre Omidyar, the owner of eBay and PayPal, who was financing Glenn Greenwald's new journalistic effort, helped to fund the contributed some of the money along with the Agency for International Development. He contributed some of the $5 billion that helped to underwrite the covert operation in the Ukraine that resulted in a fascist coup. At the same time, Swedish neo-Nazis, who are part and parcel to the Swedish fascist milieu of Carl Lundstrom, the majority owner of the PRQ server in Sweden, upon which WikiLeaks held forth, are decamping to the Ukraine to lend support to the Pravi Sektor and Svoboda OUNB heirs who are in power in the Ukraine. And although Obama had been working to reboot relations with Russia, that is now dead as a doornail, and I believe that the Snowden op was part of what was to later blossom into the Ukrainian fascist coup. I would note that all of WikiLeaks' operations in Russia are handled by a guy named Joran Jermas, a.k.a. Israel Shamir. He is a doctrinaire fascist and a Holocaust denier who has said that, quote, "It is the duty of all good Christians and Muslims to deny the Holocaust." And it was Shamir who helped WikiLeaks and Julian Assange to land at the PRQ servers of Pirate Bay and Carl Lundstrom. So again, note that Snowden is in Russia. Greenwald is in Brazil, which is ramping up its IT sector, supposedly in response to the disclosures of Snowden. Julian Assange, of course, is holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. But look at where all of the other players are. Jacob Applebaum, the American WikiLeaks associate, who may very well have been involved with getting Snowden from Hawaii to China, he is in Germany. Sarah Harrison, who helped to get Snowden from China to Russia, is in Germany. Laura Poitras, who along with Glenn Greenwald has been breaking these stories, she is in Germany. Peter Sundy of the Pirate Bay Network and the Pirate Bay servers were where WikiLeaks first held forth. Peter Sunday, who was working for Siemens when he launched Pirate Bay, Peter Sunday is in Germany. If these people were really concerned about internet freedom, privacy, and so forth, they would not be in Germany because Germany does the same goddamn thing. And again, so do all of the European countries. The EU, again, the European Telecommunications Standards Institute sees to it that back doors are built into all of their communications networks. So their presence in Germany does not make sense when they claim that, well, here we can be free from oppressive surveillance, etc. It does make a lot of sense if they're working for BND, which I believe they are, the German intelligence service, and if their security, unquote, in Germany is being maintained by BND. A very, very, very important point about the economic warfare aspect of this. Both Brazil and Germany are claiming that they are taking the steps they are taking, which are going to ramp up their IT economy, in response to the disclosures of Edward Snowden. The decisions to do what they are doing would have to have been taken before this. The Snowden operation is not the cause for these economic warfare by Germany and Brazil, read the Underground Reich, against the U.S., but rather the Snowden operation is to develop propaganda on behalf of and gravitas for the economic warfare in which Germany and Brazil and the Underground Reich are engaged, and for which, quite obviously, the WikiLeaks folks are running interference for. Well, basically, they are running interference for that. Again, one can't stress this strongly enough. Germany is not doing what it is doing in response to what Snowden, quote, disclosed, unquote. It has been known for a long time, and Germany and the other NATO countries do the same thing, as do all of the world's major intelligence services and a lot of their minor ones. And Brazil is not doing what it is doing in response to the Snowden disclosures. They began doing what they were doing, like the Germans, before this. The decisions to do this have to have been taken before Snowden's disclosures became public. And again, the Snowden PSYOP, the intelligence operation in which the obverse Oswald is engaged, is at one level not only an act of treason against the U.S., which it quite most assuredly is, it is an act of economic warfare. It is a PSYOP intended to generate gravitas for and publicity on behalf of the economic warfare being undertaken by the Underground Reich against the U.S., and one cannot stress this strongly enough. Basically, the Underground Reich is going to do to Silicon Valley what the German automobile industry, as well as the Japanese automobile industry, did to Detroit. And this cannot be stressed strongly enough. We're going to talk about a number of things inside, too. I would note that the vast bulk of what has been discussed by Edward Snowden and by the journalists who, after having been tamed, had, as Hitler advised, been taken to the fields and hitched to the racehorses of the Underground Reich and are generating gravitas on behalf of this economic warfare, and also, by the way, helping to destabilize the Obama administration on behalf of, first of all, the Republicans in the upcoming off-year elections later this year, and also, I suspect, in 2016, for Jeb Bush, perhaps for Rand Paul, if he can gain his country's nomination. We're going to talk about other things inside, too. The things that Obama is being saddled with were either undertaken by George W. Bush or many years before. The fact that Obama did not interdict those things as being laid at his doorstep. He had quite a bit on his plate. Two wars and a depression, none of which he started. But at one level, this is the destabilization of the Obama administration and the destabilization of U.S. foreign policy, just as Lee Harvey Oswald was infiltrated into the Soviet Union and the U-2 incident was blamed on Oswald, and later Oswald was framed as a KGB assassin in order to eliminate President Kennedy and to prevent a rapprochement between USSR and America. So too the obverse Oswald has been used to frustrate Obama's foreign policy. More inside, too, because this concludes Side 1 of For the Record program number 786, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, Part 16, The Obverse Oswald, Summary Analysis. This has been recorded on April 6th of 2014. I'm Dave Emery. Ciao.